Beloved, we continue our series in Seeds of Revelation during this season because we are now in the midst of the most holy season of the year on God's sacred calendar. We read all about His calendar, of course, in the 23rd chapter of the book of Vayikra or Leviticus. The days between Rosh Hashanah or Yom Teruah and Yom Kippur are called the 10 days of awe. Yom Kippur is considered the most holy day on God's calendar. It's the Day of Atonement. The high priest took the blood of a bull and the blood of a goat and brought it into the Holy of Holies and then poured the blood on top of the Ark of the Covenant. And when the Lord saw the blood poured out, He said that that blood now was His covering over the sins of the people of Israel. In the book of Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, the Lord said, "The life of the flesh is in the blood, and I've given it to you on the altar to make an atonement for your soul, for it's the blood by reason of its life that makes atonement." That should give you assurance, beloved one, that your faith in Jesus is the only true faith that will get you to heaven. In other words, there is no other direction that our faith can be landed on other than Yeshua that will gain us entrance into the kingdom of heaven. Because His blood alone is that which gives us the ability to be forgiven for our sins. There is no name under heaven by which men can be saved. This year on Yom Kippur, I want to encourage you just to pause, to give honor and worthy to the Lord. He's worthy of our thanks. Yeshua came down to earth. He left His place in glory to clothe Himself in humanity, to endure humiliation, to endure rejection, to be spit on, to have His hair pulled out, His beard pulled out, have the nails pierced through His hands and His feet for you and I because He loves us. Let's especially, beloved, take time to love Him and adore Him this Yom Kippur.